English Across the Pond.
Hello, dear listeners. Hello, dear listeners. This is English Across the Pond, a weekly podcast for English language learners. Welcome. Welcome to our show. It's Friday. Well, it might not be Friday, but we release a new episode every Friday just for you to help you improve your English. I say we because there's two people on this podcast. I couldn't do this on my own. It just would be too much for me. So I have an lovely equal partner, but I am an English teacher from England, and
I, his equal partner, thanks for that equality. My name's Jennifer, and I'm from California, from the US.
We are here. Our job, what we love to do is to help you improve your English, your understanding, your listening skills, vocabulary, confidence, all of that. How do we do that? I'm sitting in England, Jennifer's in America. How are we going to help you with your English? Well, every week we have a natural conversation packed full of up-to-date, relevant, useful expressions for you to listen along to, understand, digest, remember, and then use when you're communicating in English. We do also have membership as well. If you'd like to drill down a little deeper, if you'd like a little bit more from English Across the Pond, become a member, englishacrossthepond.com/gold. englishacrossthepond.com/gold. If you're a member, you get a PDF in your inbox every week. It's kind of like a lesson plan to help you to study directly into your inbox, made by Jennifer and I. And so this week, our beautiful members will get a lesson plan based around this podcast, this episode 174, packed full of activities, far too much for me to talk about now. I'll say more about it after the chat, but it's time for our weekly conversation. And Jennifer, this week we're talking about hotels, a hotel, an hotel.
When you're you're saying it two very different ways.
An hotel, a hotel. What do you say?
I say a hotel. Why do you think you bring up to a hotel, as Ludacris says?
A hotel. Yeah. Some people might say an hotel, but they shouldn't really say it like that. When you think about hotels.
Wait, sorry.
You go.
You're saying hotel, like not pronouncing the H.
Yeah.
Like as in herbs or herbs.
Yeah.
And interesting.
You say herbs in America. Oh, no, you say herbs, don't you?
This has a lot of herbs and spices.
Which just sounds weird because we say herbs and spices.
I was thinking about this H.
Yeah, go on.
I was thinking about this H pronunciation last week with our happy hour.
Oh, yeah, happy hour.
Our happy hour. No, it's not happy hour. It's happy hour.
Yeah.
So American English can be quite confusing because sometimes we pronounce the H, sometimes we don't. Hotel, you have a
yeah.
Hotel.
Yeah. We're sounding a bit
asthmatic.
I just want
to breathe like that this whole episode.
No. Let's overpronounce our H's all the way through. So, Jennifer, when you...
Okie dokie.
Yeah. I can't stop doing it now.
How are you today?
I feel like I'm doing that thing where you know how you smell your breath, you sort of breathe into your hand.
Or fog up a mirror.
Gorgeous. When you think of hotels, is this something that fills you full of sort of excitement and happy memories? Or you just think, ugh, I don't like hotels.
Dirty sheets and bed bugs.
that's a real song, is it?
Yeah. It's called The Hotels Are a Very Dirty Thing. No, just kidding. I made that up.
I was getting into it.
I'm feeling a little bit silly today.
No worries.
I definitely do more Airbnbs now. So we're gonna have to do an episode on Airbnb.
We are, but for now we're
Air
stuck with hotels.
and B. Yeah, so I don't really stay at a lot of hotels because Airbnbs are typically nicer and cheaper in the end. But hotels, you gotta be careful. And,
Oh.
well, the US has hotels and we have motels.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about that because to me, can I, sorry to jump in. Sorry to
Yes.
jump in like some caffeine addicted nutter, but motels are really seedy and creepy. Question mark? No.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me a story.
No, motels are kind of like weird, right? Or not? They are in the movies.
No.
Come on, they
No,
are. They're full of
motels.
murderers and stuff.
No, motels are just
They are.
cheaper, they're budget, and those are the
Murderers.
ones you got to be careful about because they just can be kind of dirty. There's a lot of motels and a lot of chain motels in the US. Motel 6, Best Western. I can't remember. Those are the two off the top of my head. But those sometimes feel like the places that there could be kind of maybe a comforter that hasn't been washed in a while. Gotta like I always get creeped out about bed bugs. We stayed at a motel across from Disneyland a few months ago because we wanted to wake up, you know, early and get to Disneyland early. And it was like the sheets were hard and they smelled like bleach. You know, so like, ugh, that was not ideal. But when you have a nice hotel and you get like that nice, there's nothing like a nice hotel bed.
Comfy, aren't they?
So comfy. My husband used to work for a hotel named Lowe's. And when we moved to Arizona, we stayed at the hotel for 3 weeks while we looked for a house because we transferred from California to Arizona with the company. So the company paid for a hotel while we looked for a house. Woohoo! There was something about getting like your house cleaned every day from housekeeping,
Yeah, nice.
sleeping on their comfortable bed, like their sheets were comfortable. There was a massive bathtub.
Yeah.
Is right. So that one's really nice. So hotels can be really nice. It feels really like relaxing and you know, you don't have to do anything. You
Can you
get.
also, I mean, I realize that, like, sorry to go back,
Yeah.
motel, because of the word, like, it's to do with motor car, isn't it? That's the reason that there's an M there. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, so typically with a motel, it's like so a hotel, you go into a big building. There's a lobby, there's a check-in
Yeah.
inside of the building. There's a ho there's elevators that take you to the different rooms. A motel, all of the doors are typically on the outside. So you drive up, your parking spot's right in front of there. And when my husband first got to the US for the very first time, back in the day when we moved here together, I ended up coming earlier than him, so I was here and he was like flying in later. So I picked him up from the airport and we drove to a motel that I had booked that was really close to this famous place in Los Angeles that he wanted to go to. And so I like booked it where we could walk there. It was a straight up motel, and he was like, "Oh my gosh, I could feel like I'm in the movies." You know, he was super like. Not impressed because they're not impressive, but like intrigued by like
Blown
these
away.
exist. Like this is what I see in the movies. He's like, this was just so like US motel.
And I think if he'd have looked to the accommodation to the left or right, somebody really creepy would have been staring at him through a chink in the curtains.
Quite possibly.
And just to finish the picture, if he'd have looked under the bed, he would have found a gun. Some alcohol, a used syringe, and somebody's finger.
Gross.
Yeah, well, maybe not. Were you, when you were growing up, is it something you grew up? Because we didn't. I mean, hotels when I was a kid was like not a chance. I mean, I don't think I probably stayed in a hotel until I was like, I don't know, in my late teens. We camped, and we've done camping already. Did you, as a kid growing up, did you spend time in hotels?
So we, my family got a boat, like a power boat. Where we would go to the Colorado River when I was younger. And so when we first got the boat, we would go out to it was in Arizona, so we drive like 3 hours to go for the weekend. And I remember in the beginning staying at hotels. Mm-hmm. In Arizona, because it gets so hot, sometimes motels do have, like, where you go inside of a building and the rooms are all on the inside.
Yeah,
just because it's so hot. But so we stayed there for the longest time. I actually didn't even remember until you asked me, because then maybe a year or two later, we ended up, Yeah, I got a flashback. Mm. So then a couple years later, we ended up getting, like, a motorhome. Ooh. And then we kept the motorhome trailer at this like RV park campground place that everyone would go. And then it had like a loading dock. So we just parked the boat, parked our motorhome there, stayed there for the weekend, would be right on the water. So we'd wake up, drive a golf cart to the water, you know, and go.
Mm.
But yeah, those were good memories growing up in the hotels.
Mm.
There. Other than that, no, we stayed at a hotel in Vegas. We went to Vegas once or twice. Otherwise, we would camp. We did a lot of camping. Mm. Or we would visit family.
Oh, yeah.
So we'd stay with family.
You go to reception and they say, oh, we've been expecting you or whatever. And you say, ha ha. And you go up in the elevator and you get to your room. You use the little credit card thing and wave it at the door and it beeps. And you go, what's the first thing you do?
Turn on the lights, usually.
Mm-hmm, that's a good start.
And explore. Check it out. Ooh, there's always a comment like, this is nice. Oh, this is bigger than expected. Oh, this is not what I was expecting. You know, good or bad, whatever the observation is, always an observation. Check out the bathroom. You check out the bed space. You know, you kind of just, you check, you peek around.
Not a huge big run and dive onto the bed then?
Oh, no.
Too reserved.
I don't know if it's reserved. I don't know. Maybe I will. So I check it out. Then maybe I will lay on the bed. I'm not really like a run and dive. Maybe I do that, but it's not like every hotel I go into I do.
Yeah, sure.
I might even do like standing up and like free fall backwards.
Yeah,
into
sure.
Bed.
Well, there maybe. May be the hotel where you think I'm not going to dive on this. It might collapse.
Like I would maybe lift up the sheets before I checked it out.
Yeah, in case there's actually somebody in there.
Yeah.
Now,
ew.
You said
there's actually, sorry, there it just reminded me, there is, if anyone wants a creepy, weird show related to this theme, Hotel Voyeur or The Voyeur Hotel. Have you heard about it on Netflix?
No. I don't even like the title.
Voyeur Hotel Netflix. Let me just, The Voyeur's even worse. Oh, it's just called Voyeur.
Uh-huh.
Gay Talisi investigates Gerard Foos, a Colorado motel owner who spies on his guests. Using a carefully constructed platform in the motel's attic, Foos documents his guests' most private moments, from the most mundane to the shocking. So he built through the attic all of these different peepholes to look in the people's rooms. Based on a true story. He never got in trouble for it.
He died, did he?
He's still alive, I think.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. So that's, anyways, kind of a gross, but we're talking about hotels, talking about motels. It's like a documentary. Great way to learn English. Not very for young kids.
Yeah.
But just like, if people like those murder mystery documentary.
Oh, no, but I mean, in that way, you know, I think that... I think often, as a language learner, we learn things that we feel we should be learning. So we just, and it's not things that motivate us at all. That's really boring rubbish, but we think, I think this will really help. But it doesn't really help because every single word or every single sentence is a real pain. So, I mean, by all means, like if Voyeur Hotel Netflix, you know, The Voyeur, if you know, it sounds kind of like, salacious, you know, like a bit of gossip or whatever, then, you know, if that floats your boat, then go for it. Anything that helps.
Yeah, I definitely think it's good to expose, you know, yourself to different themes, different topics, different accents, different types, you know, because if you're wanting to improve and learn English for work or to travel or whatever, it's always interesting to have these weird tidbits of information, you know?
Yeah, good for small
Or
talk.
like, yeah, like, oh, did you hear about that movie? It could be a whole conversation.
And what you could say is, listeners out there, if you're like in Hong Kong right now and say, oh, have you seen Voyeur on Netflix? You can say, no, but my podcast friends Dan and Jennifer were talking about it. You know? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right, earlier on, you said the sentence, this is not what I was expecting. And you sort of said that you could say it in different ways. So if you'd be so kind, could you do it? I know this is kind of like putting you on the spot a bit, but what I'd like you to do is like, say you went into the hotel room and it was much nicer than you thought it would be. How would you say, this is not what I was expecting?
Oh, wow. This is awesome. This is so much bigger than I thought.
Gorgeous. Now,
Oh my gosh. Whoa. This is so much nicer than I thought.
you're good at that. And now, what about how would your intonation change if it was slightly lower than your expectations?
Oh, well, this isn't what I was expecting.
Really good. God, we should do that. You're really good at it. Yeah. Have you ever amateur dramatics?
No, I'm just, dramatic naturally.
You're not a professional dramatic.
I don't know where my son gets it.
Drama llama. Tell me about room service. Is it something that do you ever like go beep boop boop? Hi, we want pizza. Is that a thing you've done? Is it that's is because that's a bit rich people do that, don't they? I mean, I think there's. Do you know what I
It's
mean
so
though?
posh.
Decadent, isn't it? Where you're like, should we ring room service? People are like, look, this hotel has already cost us £40. I don't think we should go. We can go outside to the supermarket and buy a sandwich. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Typically, like, I am not ever impressed by room service food, and especially in the last 6 years, vegan options don't exist. So one time, the last time we got room service, it was because we got back to the hotel and nothing was open around us and we were hungry. So the only option we had was room service, and the only thing they had was like a Boca burger.
The
So it's
what
like
a
a Boca burger. Boca is like a brand of a veggie burger.
I thought you
And so
said
then it was
Booger
like
Burger.
Boca.
Right.
Boca. So, and it was just a Boca burger is a frozen
I know what you mean.
patty. You know, it's a frozen patty that they defrost, they put in between bread.
Stomach
They
ache.
don't have vegan mayonnaise. They don't have like vegan sauces. You know, side note, I recently discovered that Heinz ketchup here in the US, the very first or second ingredient is high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, sure. Tomato ketchup, Heinz, which is it's a I think it's a, was it was UK, I think initially Heinz is a UK company. Heinz tomato ketchup is full of the worst things in the world. And I'm not saying I don't have it, but it's every single ingredient and they are extremely I'm getting angry. They are extremely what's the word? Like they don't tell the truth on the labels.
Yes.
What is the word? Like not de deceptive maybe.
Yeah. So then it's gross because, yeah. So then I can't even have the ketchup on the burger, you know? So, anyways, I don't really typically get room service because, also because if I'm in a hotel, I'm in a new place, and I, like, my husband and I love exploring
That's what I
food.
mean, yeah.
So we like want to go out, not like, oh my gosh, it's cheaper, let's go get a sandwich across the street. It's like there's like new restaurants we want to try or new places or street food or street cart, you know what I mean? So there's typically hotel room service food is like we're a little bit too much of foodies for that.
And then there's the idea like, well, if you're going to have food in, I mean, like you say, unless it's sort of, you're completely exhausted or you haven't got time or it's literally 4 a.m., it's not even like 2 a.m., then I guess that like, you can ring down, I think is the expression. But like, why wouldn't you go out and explore? I mean, presumably you're in this city or in this place because you want to be there, because you want to travel around a lot. And if you're going to order room service, well, you might as well just stay in and watch Netflix in the hotel and not even leave home, really. Do you know
Exactly.
what I mean? So if one of our beautiful listeners was going to stay in a hotel in the US, is there kind of a chain where It's not super five star, so it doesn't cost millions of bucks, but also there's unlikely to be a human finger under the bed. Is there a kind of like mid-budget kind of reasonable chain where pretty much it's, you know, it's okay, it's good enough? Any recommendations?
So I didn't quite get the question exactly. What was it? Recommendations for what?
If any of our listeners are going to the US and they wanted to stay in kind of cheaper rather than, but not so cheap that it's sort of like dangerous.
Like a specific recommendation of a place?
Yeah, because there's one in the, well, I'll go, because like kind of here, there's a place called Premier Inn, Premier like first and I-double-N Inn. They have like a purple logo and their beds are guaranteed to be comfy and it's kind of nothing special, but it's a really nice room. It's usually pretty quiet. They're normally quite central. The price isn't so bad. The breakfast's a pretty good value for money and it's not going to be like, oh, I stayed at this court, but the price is usually pretty good and it's just a nice place. There's nothing wrong with it. Anything in the US like that?
It really varies by location.
Big country.
By city.
Yeah.
Because I think Hilton, Marriott, those are two bigger hotel brands. Mm. Like Courtyard by Marriott is a more budget hotel. There's like a Renaissance or the Something Suites as well. So like you could look by those brands, but then I was needing to stay. I forgot I was staying in hotels when I was doing some training up in LA. Mm. And I stayed at a Hilton budget hotel. So it wasn't like a pull up your car motel. And that one was really nice, but the other Hilton that was 20 minutes east had really bad, really bad reviews. So I always take the reviews. And reviews can be kind of tricky because most of the time people are complaining about reviews and not leaving great raving reviews.
Yeah.
So reviews get more of the negative experience than a balance.
Yeah.
But then again, if I am reading even one review that says bed bugs, I'm not going there.
Yeah, sure. It's always good to look at the five-star ones and then the one-star ones, you know, and like and make your own mind up.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think maybe like the question I didn't realize, but I think the UK is small enough for us to have like a couple of like national chains. There's a thing called Travel Lodge as well. But as I said, like I think that Premier Inn would be a pretty safe bet here in the UK.
Yeah, good to know.
Well, I'd like to chat more, but run out of time.
We gotta skedaddle. I gotta go find a new hotel to stay at.
Me too. Lovely talking.
Lovely chatting, and we will see all of you, dear listeners, so very soon.
Take care, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Hello and welcome back. This is The Language Focus. 2 weeks ago, as I'm sure you remember, the episode was about stories and the language focus was about the verbs to come and to go. This language focus, 2 weeks ago, was from a listener's question. And as soon as we published the episode, we had another listener's question related to borrow and lend. And the lovely listener said, now I understand about come and go, but I don't understand about the verbs to borrow and to lend. It's actually similar and it won't take too long. But just to clarify, I think it's really worth going through because people, non-native speakers, do get this wrong a lot of the time. And borrow and lend are words, verbs that we use a lot. If you're a student listening, then we often ask our friends if we can borrow and lend, for example. Well, usually it's a rubber or a pen, a pencil, something like that. If you work in an office, and of course there's other things that you want to borrow and lend momentarily or for a day or two. So it is very relevant vocabulary. They are very relevant verbs and we're going to take a little look at them now. So a good background, if you haven't listened, if you weren't here 2 weeks ago, it's episode, I think it's 172, isn't it? Just let me check. Yeah, 172 stories. If you go back and listen to the language focus at the end of 172, it will serve as a good introduction for what I'm about to say now. So first of all, I'm going to give you the dictionary definitions of the verbs to borrow and to lend, and these will help. So, borrow, verb, take and use something belonging to somebody else with the intention of returning it. Dun, dun, dun. I'll say that again. Borrow, verb, take and use something belonging to someone else with the intention of returning it. Next verb, lend. Give someone the use of something on the understanding that it will be returned. Give someone the use of something on the understanding. This means that you agree that it will be returned. So, in a nutshell, put very simply, if you borrow something, then you take something, but you're going to give it back. If you lend, then you give something and you're going to take it back. We'll just have a look at a couple of examples. I'm not sure if you can hear in the background. It's a beautiful rainy afternoon and the window's open. I should stop talking. Leave the sound of the rain and you could just fall asleep. But we can't, we've got work to do. So some examples with borrow and lend. So, can I borrow your pencil? Yes, you can borrow my pencil. This means, can I take your pencil? I'm going to give it back. And of course, yes, you can take my pencil. And I understand that you're going to give me back. Of course, we can't use borrow and lend with things that we can never give back. I mean, people, it's a kind of joke if you say, can I borrow £5 or $5? And parents, you know, children ask their parents, can I borrow $5? Can I borrow £5? And the parent knows that it's highly unlikely they will ever receive it back. So, for example, the kid, the daughter, the son would say, Mum, can I borrow $5? And the parent, the mother, would say, when you say borrow, you mean take, right? And it's kind of a joke. And of course, you can't borrow, like, can I borrow your pizza? You're never going to give it back. So, you know, it is, all of this is with the giving back thing. So, lend. Oh, I've forgotten my workbook. Oh, it's okay, I will lend you mine. Or, excuse me, could you lend me your workbook? Because I've forgotten mine. And, really, that's just about it. So I hope that's clear. Borrow is take from somebody, but you both understand that you will give it back. And lend is you will give to somebody, but you both understand that you will be taking it back later on. Goodbye from a beautiful, rainy England. Bye.